According to the unofficial election results in Tuesday's election, McKean County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Dwayne Flowers won re-election. David Brandstuhl defeated challenger Mark Kunzman for Common Pleas Court judge. The Licking County senior levy renewal passed. The Johnstown income tax and credit increase failed, and the Alexandra operating levy failed. In Buckeye Lake, the operating levy renewal passed, and the Buckeye Lake police levy failed. The King County voters also voted for Donald Trump, Troy Baldison, and Bertie Marino. New Albany Parks and Recreation held a groundbreaking ceremony for their new multipurpose fieldhouse and community center. The complex will be located at the northwest corner of Bevelheimer Road and Walnut Street on land donated by the city and will offer top-tier athletic surfaces, multipurpose rooms, fitness areas, technology labs, and art spaces. Site preparation and construction will begin in early 2025. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. At the ballot box yesterday, the Granville Public Library operating levy renewal and increase passed, and the New Albany Plain Local Schools bond issue passed. These are, of course, unofficial results. Reynoldsburg City Schools emergency additional levy failed, and the Wesley King Joint Fire District additional levy failed. St. Albans' second attempt at a fire levy replacement and increase failed. The St. Albans Township road levy replacement also failed. The King County voters also voted for Donald Trump, Troy Baldison, and Bernie Marino. The family YMCA of Lancaster and Fairfield County has plans to upgrade two of its buildings. Organizers say the Robert Fox Family YMCA on 6th Avenue and the Recplex on East Locust Street both need renovations. Plans call for the work to be finished or the 100th anniversary of the Y being in Lancaster. In the meantime, architects need to determine cost and a timeline. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.